Now, meantime, in Georgia, as the man accused of firing the shots that killed Ahmaud Arbery took the stand once again today, this massive gathering, 100 black pastors assembled outside the courthouse in response to a defense attorney's push to keep them out of the trial. News Nation has correspondents covering every angle from both sides of these high-profile trials. But we begin outside that courthouse in Brunswick, Georgia. Benjamin Singer from our Savannah station WSAV joins us live. And Benjamin, we're hoping you can tell us what happened during testimony today.
And Nicole, I'm happy to do that. The defense rested their case about an hour ago now, right here at the courthouse. Before that, the suspect who shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery took the stand again today. He was on the stand yesterday, and the prosecution cross-examined Travis McMichael. So McMichael claims that he had probable cause to approach Arbery in the Satilla Shores neighborhood. He says neighbors had been concerned about crime and that Arbery had been seen at the home under construction there, and he matched the description of someone caught on surveillance video entering the home a few weeks prior. The prosecutor pointing out that nothing had been taken from the home and also pointed out discrepancies in his testimony and his written statement the day of the shooting. McMichael said in court, he hadn't heard this before, that he believed he told Arbery that the police had been called when he was trying to stop him. But his written statement did not mention that. McMichael says nerves and maybe the trauma of the situation must have led to the omission. The prosecutor also asked why McMichael continued to follow Arbery with his truck when Arbery hadn't engaged with him. And here is that exchange.
First see him on Burford, he's not reaching into his pockets.
No, ma'am.
And he never yelled at you guys?
No, ma'am.
Never threatened you at all?
No, ma'am.
Brandished any weapons?
Sir, he's trying to finish his answer.
Yeah, he did not threaten me verbally. No, ma'am.
All right. Didn't brandish any weapons?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any guns?
No, ma'am.
Didn't pull out any knife?
No, ma'am.
Never reached for anything, did he?
No.
He just ran?
Yes, he was just running.
And Michael went on to say that he wanted to keep an eye on Arbery until the police arrived in the neighborhood, and that is why he continued to follow him. The defense also called several neighbors to the stand today, and they testified that there were concerns about crime in the neighborhood at that time. So we also learned this afternoon that the defense has rested their case. The jury will not appear here tomorrow. They will have until Monday off, and that is when closing arguments will begin.